The standoff in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, continues. Deposed President Manuel Zelaya is now in his fifth day holed up inside the Brazilian embassy there. Today, Brazil asked for a UN Security Council meeting on the situation. The council condemned the de facto government of Honduras for harassing and intimidating those inside the embassy. Honduran troops have the building surrounded and are poised to arrest Zelaya if he steps out onto Honduran soil. Zelaya was forced out of power and out of the country by a coup in June. He appeared back in Honduras on Monday, seeking refuge inside the Brazilian embassy. Since then, Zelaya has held talks with representatives of de facto President Roberto Micheletti. So far, no breakthrough, and conditions inside the embassy are reportedly getting uncomfortable. Andres Conteres is among those inside the embassy with Zelaya. He's with the U.S.-based nonprofit group Nonviolence International.
Inside the embassy, there's a lot of both positive energy in terms of expectation that the Security Council at the United Nations will put forward a positive framework to come to a resolution on the one hand, and then there's very, very grave concern with regard to the ongoing repression by this de facto regime all around the country of Honduras of extreme violations of human rights, beatings, shootings, there have been some killings and imprisonment and hospitalization. So the concern of the president, of his people in the country, is repeated constantly, and it makes it all the more urgent to move forward with a process to resolve this crisis.
There have been some reports that the Honduran government had cut off electricity and water to the building. Are those reports true?
They're definitely true. However, at this time, they've been restored. There's sort of an arbitrary nature to some of the measures that are taken by the de facto regime. There was discovered some cell phone devices that are designed exactly to interfere with communication. So that was sort of captured as evidence of that. That is one of the many things that these authorities are doing.
Now, Andres, you're with this U.S.-based nonprofit called Nonviolence International. Why are you there in the embassy exactly? What's your role right now?
I work as a volunteer with Nonviolence International. I'm the director of the program on the Americas. It's a nonprofit organization that focuses on nonviolent social change.
It's fair to say that you're an advocate for the reinstatement of Mr. Zelaya as president.
I am not only the advocate. Every single country in the world who signed on to the United Nations Declaration shortly after the coup, they are advocates for a return to democracy in this country. The Organization of American States is an advocate in that sense, in that they signed a declaration urging that democracy be restored to this country. President Zelaya clearly has said that he is wanting to come here in a spirit of dialogue, but the framework for that dialogue has to take place within the context of the United Nations Declaration and the OAS Declaration, as well as the San Jose Accords, which were mediated by President Oscar Arias from Costa Rica.
Tell us, what is Mr. Zelaya holding out for right now?
What he wants is a peaceful resolution to the conflict in the context of the international community's demand that he be restored as president of this country.
Andres Conteres of the group Nonviolence International, speaking from inside the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, where deposed President Manuel Zelaya has sought refuge. Andres, thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Marco. Thank you.